And I will respectfully acknowledge the Qualicum First Nation, on whose traditional territory this meeting is. First order of business is the adoption of the minutes from March the 18th, I believe. Could I have a motion to do so? Thank you, Diane. And the seconder? We'll take Crystal. Crystal will take this time. So the motion is that the board approve the March 18th, 2025 regular open session minutes as circulated. I'll open the floor. Any discussion on that? Seeing no hands, we'll call for the question. All those in favor of adopting the minutes, please raise your hand. That's unanimous. Thank you. Is there any items? I believe there's no items coming out of a closed session. So we'll move on to, do we have introduction of some late items? Seeing none, we'll move on to the business arising from the minutes and unfinished business. And the first item of business will be a discussion on the flagpole. And I would ask either Craig or Crystal, the three of us met together here and we assessed the situation and looked at it and we have discussed it. So Trustee Kersens, would you mind sort of summarizing where we stand, and if Crystal weighs in, we all can weigh in and where we are and how we plan to proceed forward?
Well, we have a couple options. It's a wooden flagpole. It's got some age on it. The base is shot. It needs to be completely rebuilt. Crystal did manage to obtain a used metal flagpole that can be reconditioned sitting in the truck bay. The job of building a new base was going to be put to a handyman that we hire on a as needed basis.
And to date, fellow trustees, we have not moved forward with securing a handyman to move forward with these projects. The discussion, as I recall it, our meeting of last week was that we are required to reach out and look for three bids on a handyman for this district.
Colin,
if you could help.
Yeah, sorry to kind of interrupt there, but it came to my attention. I didn't know this in advance of the meeting, but I went over a few things with the board, that Sundance had reached out in some way to try and get some bidders on in terms of the handyman concept. And it was even posted on the district's website in that regard. And there were two companies that were contacted. I looked at them both today. I also looked at another company that was locally on the, I'm not sure what it's called, the Business Bureau for our area here, on a landscaping company, because there were some landscaping tasks as well. Yep. I was going to send something on the board on that, and it's really hard to get bidders for work right now, for whatever the work is, and it's kind of good luck if you send something out and say you want three bidders, because some of the bidders may say, well, I don't even want to get involved with that kind of aspect, go get your bidder if that's what you want. So we're kind of in that situation. The same thing happened when I was here working for DBID a couple of years ago on some electrical. We did those emergency things here, and the direction was to try and get three bids. And I made some calls, and I just couldn't get three bids. It was a small enough job. If you don't want my services, then go with someone else. Is the word. So there's and we talked about this the other night.
Yes, we did.
There's this kind of trade-off, and personally I think we got two bidders for outside work and plus a bidder for landscaping. I just think we should bring some people in on some of these smaller jobs, get going with the job, and if someone else complains or wants to do some work for DBID or whatever, submit your resume and credentials and everything in, and we could look at it. So we could do that, or we could do it, make it more formal, but I personally think I'd just rather get on with using some people. Like the one name was Toby that we used before.
But he's not, to speak on
but that. He's not the only person. There's other good people out there, and we haven't turned away anyone that's come into the district. But this old concept of getting three bidders on something that's less than $500 in a lot of cases, it doesn't, in my opinion, cut it anymore.
No, I'm in complete agreement with that. And I would ask Christo, if you don't mind, I mean, that's have you had a chance to speak to Toby at all since we had this meeting?
Well, not again, because we didn't really make the decision whether they should do it or not, so I didn't pursue it.
But I believe that Toby has indicated that he would be interested in some aspects. He's a busy guy, but he could...
He's busy right now on the job, but if he can fit it in, then, you know...
And he's already done some work.
And he's done some work for us here.
For here, yeah.
And he lives in, he's a resident taxpayer in this district, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Colin, if I could, all three of the ones that I was referring to, that I was reviewing and looking at their credentials, including us having some liability insurance from two of them, they're all local.
They're all local?
Yeah, the two that were sort of the handyman concept were right within Deep Bay. I believe the landscaping one that I was looking at was just outside the Deep Bay boundaries, but still within the Bowser area. So trying to do that, I just think we need to get on with some of this, try a few things, and if we feel we're getting price gouged, which I do not think is going to occur, then we'd refocus and do something else. So that's where I'm at. I just recommend that staff be authorized to proceed and get some of this work done, and let's see how it works out. And then if we need to refocus, then so be it, we'll refocus. I'd be the first one to come to the board and say that I think we need to do something a bit different.
Suzanne?
So just to elaborate, we need everything from soup to nuts, right? We need people to clean the gutters. We don't have a maintenance guy, person, sorry. It doesn't just fall into one stream like landscaping or whatever, it's soup to nuts. So I think just get estimates from at least two people.
Try, yeah.
And you know, we just can't say, Toby, go do the work and bill us. That, I don't think that's an appropriate way of proceeding.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, leave it to the administrator. He knows the policies on the financial amounts, and it's not a blank check. So we have to have some quote before the work is done.
If I could, though, the policy is a bit of a problem, in that I think we need to come back to the board, because there's a $500 limit on that, and some of the tasks that's in today's times aren't much. So I think I don't disagree with what Suzanne is saying, but we need to have some common sense in the system, and at $500, it can be really tight. Like I said, electrical, we couldn't even get the bidders to come out and bid. It wasn't worth their time to come out for such a small job. That's kind of the trade-off we're looking at. The other thing that we're looking at is there's things like liability insurance and really what their experience is. We're not looking at someone to just come in and not to diminish it, mop the floors or whatever. Some tasks, there's certain skill that could be beneficial. For example, Toby, I don't know his surname, but Toby did a lot of work at the fire department, for instance, and some of the things we're looking at doing, he's already been somewhat a part of in the past. Yes. So, I'm kind of belaboring this point. I think we just need to find that fine line, and maybe at the next meeting or the following meeting, I'd come back to the board with something once we talk to these people if something in the policy isn't working.
If I may, fellow trustees, Suzanne's right. The list we've seen from George Lenz in the fire department and just all the tasks, there's a lot of things to do, no doubt. Personally, I feel the flag issue is a very important issue for this community to see a Canadian flag. So one thing I would like to have decided at this meeting would be nice if we could move forward that we're going to eventually secure a handyman, but for now I would like to be able to reach out and ask someone like Toby or any of the other people. We need somebody in the next couple of weeks to come and assess our flagpole and look at a re-inry on our flagpole. I would certainly like to see that done. I hope I can hear some other people speak in support of that idea. Suzanne?
There was a motion at the last meeting that before the next board meeting, move forward to find out the cost to fix or replace it. So the motion's already been made, and we just need to fulfill, to meet the obligation of that motion.
So
and bring a cost proposal and scope of work to vote on.
If I could, those are the kinds of things that are actually slightly harder than they sound in terms of someone giving a precise cost. Like sometimes these contractors are coming in and they're not sure. We can get an hourly rate, but it's not as simple as it may seem. That's all.
Yeah, sure, there needs to be something, but with the flagpole, it needs to be taken down and assessed whether it's worth fixing it or not. So the first thing is you need to hire someone just to take it down. So they can't give you a cost until they've actually looked at the flagpole and try to figure out whether it's worth sanding it down and refinishing it and putting it back up. So not a simple matter of just getting a figure for doing it.
So, I thought there was a flagpole though in the other room.
Yeah, so the decision is whether if the wooden flagpole is okay and can be fixed, because it actually pivots down with it. Whoever made the system is actually very good, that it actually pulls and bolts and you can lower it down. So the other one's an aluminum pole. Yes, it also needs to be painted, so, and it would need a different base. So again, to the point, it's not a simple matter of getting somebody to get a quote. So you have to hire someone who's competent, who's got WCB liability and say, could you just go and do it? And bully by the hour. I mean, there are very few hours involved, so you have to take the flagpole down, have a look at it, charge you for that. Anyway, that's my opinion.
Diane, please.
Can I make a motion that we authorize the administrator to spend up to $1,000 to fix and repair the flagpole? And if he needs more money, he can come back to the board.
I second.
I like it. I'd like to. Is there a seconder? Thank you.
Yes.
Any further discussion on that motion? And if I'd like you, when you get it written down, please to read it back to the board. And again, as she's writing, we've all said, I know there's lots of people, but we've all said that Toby is known to us. He's done work. I would suggest that he would be the first guy we would ask, hey, Toby, have you got time? To come and look, you're going to get paid by the hour, because I agree, Suzanne, it's not something you can really easily quote on and give a, here's what it's going to cost. There could be a whole bunch more time. I think we should trust Toby to an hourly wage, whatever we decide, if it's him we hire, and we have a motion that's going to allow us $1,000 to get started. I really would like to see that flagpole up in the next month. Please, trustee.
Toby is busy, or he said he might not be able to. If he can't within this time period, can like Craig reach out to someone that he has a card for?
Absolutely.
Or is that going to be
restricted? No, I think we should. I think the first person that says I can get involved, I think I'd like to see Toby get some work, being him a community member.
So
but yes,
can do it, he can do it in that time frame. If he's outside of that time frame, then you are allowed to go ahead and find someone.
Right. I think it should be silent in terms of who.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm just suggesting, I'm not saying we're reaching out to Toby, that's up for the board to decide. If you suggest that you're just going to try and get three different people and the first one that contacts you, idea, says
well,
I'm available,
well,
would you like us to leave it with you?
Yeah, just
fair enough.
We're overcomplicating it.
Yep. So the motion, please.
To authorize the administrator to spend up to $1,000 to replace/repair the flagpole.
Perfect.
I'm getting better.
That motion was made by Diane, and Craig, I think you seconded it?
Yeah.
Could I do a friendly amendment? And to ask the MLA or the Member of Parliament for a new flag. The Member of Parliament. They'll give them away. They give them away free. I don't want to buy a new flag.
We have one. We have any. There's one in there, yeah.
We got a flag?
Yeah. It was donated by Bowser Builder.
Whatever, it's exempting it from the cost. I don't want to pay for a flag is the point of the thing. because they give them away for free.
We're just asking to fix the flag pole.
We have one in there. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the motion as read, please.
Yes.
Janine, if you would read it one more time.
So authorize the administrator to spend up to $1,000 to replace slash repair the flag pole.
Thank you. We have it moved and seconded. No further discussion. Call for the question. All those in favor, please raise your hands. That is unanimous. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I think that's a good move. Petitions and delegations tonight, we have none. Correspondence, none. We move on to reports. March 20, 2025, water operators report. There's a recommendation that the March 2000, and I believe you have received that, John, have you, from Adam?
Yes, and
it's in the minutes?
It's in the agenda package.
Adam expressed to myself today, I was with Adam up at the reservoir with Craig. Adam just said he had done a report. He wasn't available to come to the meeting tonight, but the report has been included in our minutes for tonight's meeting. So we will have the motion that the March 2025 water operators report be received for information. I'll make that motion. Do we have a seconder? Craig, any discussion on this? Seeing no hands, we'll call for the question. Please, all those in favor. That's carried unanimously. Thank you. Number two, Fire Chief's report. I believe it's in our package. I don't see George here tonight. If I may just hold up for a second, I want to ask, I was going to ask George, but I'm going to ask you guys. I just have to find the report. Here it is. Just have a question on his tallies of numbers. If you have it in front of you, and I'm just not sure where we go down to third section, the calls are done, and then we go to first quarter, that first page down to target range optimal, that's members. It says members fully qualified as interior and exterior firefighters, 3. Members fully qualified as exterior firefighters, interior firefighting in progress, 10. Then it says members qualified as exterior firefighters. I'm confused because the first one it says there's 3, and in this line it says 0. Can someone explain what I'm missing here? Is that a misprint, do we think? George corrected me some time ago about what quarter it was in, but this is all looking like it's in the first quarter, and I'm just wondering why that says 0 when up above it says there's 3. Just food for thought.
Excuse me. Yeah. If I could, I'll reach out to the chief tomorrow.
Okay.
Get an answer. Okay. So the process there would be, I'll get the answer, I'll send it out to the board right away, and we'll report on it at the next board meeting. And if anyone from the public wants to know before the next board meeting, please phone me in the office, and I'd be happy to give you the answer too.
Thanks, John.
I would say his number 0 probably, unless it's a typo, is probably correct, because he's got 7 members in training for exterior only. He doesn't have any just exterior at this time, but he has 10 that are interior, but already qualified as exterior, but interior training. So I don't think he's trying not to count people twice is what he's doing. So I'd say his numbers are right.
Okay.
I'll track it.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And his report is attached, so that's good.
Yeah, good.
It's his report. So
we need a motion.
Yes, we do. A recommendation that the March 2025 Fire Chief's report be received for information. Could I have someone make that motion? Thank you, Diane. And seconder? Thank you, Christo. No further discussion. Call for the question. All those in favor, please raise your hands. That's carried once again unanimously. And we will move on to the financial reports. Total checks issued for the water department for March. We can all read. that, $38,000. Total checks issued for the fire department. With the recommendation or motion is that the March check register be received for information. Open up for discussion. Seeing no hands, we'll call.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, the penalties and interest charges on the income statement.
We're not there yet.
Oh, sorry.
On the check register.
Oh, the check register, okay.
Send a stupid comment.
Yeah.
So that's fine, that's okay. Yeah. So then, as I can say, the recommendation is we receive check registers for information. No further discussion. Calling for the question. All those in favor, please raise your hands.
Did we get a motion on that?
No.
Yeah, I don't think we
I'll
have
make,
a
I'll
motion.
Make the motion.
Thank you for the motion. And I'll second it. And I'll call for the question. Please raise your hands if you're in favor. That's unanimous. Thank you. Fellow trustees. Moving on to the quarterly, number four, quarterly financials. Recommendation that the quarterly financial reports for the period of January the 1st, 2025 to March the 31st, 2025 be received for information. Now, this is not where, is this where it comes up, your question? So please, Trustee Leroy.
Oh, do you want to answer that? Because you pointed that
what
out
is
to
it?
Me
Sorry.
As well. The,
no.
The penalty amount you had mentioned to me in the office. And all of
what page is it on?
It was higher than you expected.
The income statement, the third line in the, under revenue.
So it's page 14, third line.
Page 14. Right, there's...
That's higher.
Yeah.
Right, that's a... quite a few people didn't pay taxes yet.
But if we could add, you indicated to me earlier today that a number of people are starting to
yes, they are.
Pay their
we sent,
taxes
we
too,
sent the,
now that the utility
sent
bill
the,
came out. So
yeah, sent a reminder.
Paying, like, well, since I've been here, we've had no complaints about it. It just hasn't
mm-hmm.
been
just
hasn't
it was
been
a
paid.
A few more people than normal hadn't paid the tax, the income tax, the
parcel.
Parcel tax, yeah. Okay. Parcel tax.
Okay.
I have one question.
Yes, please, Trustee Cole.
On the page John, page 18.
Yeah, it goes up the side there. Sorry about that. We haven't figured out that software. It kind of goes to the bottom on the page number. And then the side.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see it on the side. That's actually really good.
No, it's no idea why
yeah.
that happened.
My question is just on the capital assets, which is in the middle of the page. It says buildings, and then it says buildings amortization, which is more than what the buildings are. Is that a error?
I noted that actually myself. I think that was a year-end entry. So they probably had a formula that's so much a year,
mm-hmm.
and there's
okay.
too much there, and that's how it was posted.
So, we just need to make
so it needs to be fixed. Just the $222
yeah.
and 52 cent difference needs to just be written off.
Okay.
So what that is you write a building off for say 50 years or whatever, and they've got it at a certain dollar amount, and then it doesn't work out exact. There's just a small difference that was posted from year end, and it wasn't quite right. Had I saw it at year end, I would have fixed that. But I saw it here, and I didn't make any adjustments yet. I'll try and remember to do that before the next quarterly report comes out.
I'm sorry, I just had a question about the hydro pumps. These are the wells, page 14.
Yes.
So we don't use number two very much. It just seems like a high hydro charge.
Which one? Pump two?
Pump two, $40.
Okay, so yeah. one of the problems actually with this report, how I did it, because it shows budget and actual, we don't see what was there last year. So it'd be interesting if it was a similar amount last year, then we'd know if it was more in tune. That's something that perhaps I'll do next time. I just was kind of pressed not being back very long doing this report. I'll check that out and get back to you.
Yeah, just curious if those pumps aren't running in the same thing with well number three, right? They're not in use.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious.
Yeah. Okay.
If there's something going on with the hydro, so.
Well, sometimes on it's best just to look at it and get back rather than speculate on
the pump.
Yeah, sure. Trustee Kirschman's may shed some light.
If the charges for two and three were the same, I would say that's probably just the base meter charge. As long as you have connection to the grid, that's the base charge. But well, they're different, so I don't I don't know why.
We'll look into it and get back to you.
I mean, he does run those wells periodically to flush them to keep the rust out. Maybe he ran two a little more than three.
Just if I could, Mr. Chair, yes. It's nice to see everyone looking with a fine-tooth comb at these numbers. I'm impressed. I better make sure I look the same way on the next quarter.
Is there any further discussion?
I'll make a motion to receive the reports as presented.
Thank you. Seconder, please. Crystal, thank you. The recommendation or motion is that the quarterly financial reports for the period of January the 1st, 2025 to March the 31st, 2025 be received for information. Calling for the question, all those in favor, please raise your hands. And that is carried unanimously. Thank you. Moving on to the bylaws. We have a recommendation that the board accept the registered copy of bylaw number 268, meeting procedures bylaw, received from the Ministry of Housing and Municipal Affairs. We open that up for discussion.
Colin, if
yes,
I could on that. That's debatable whether we should have even put that on the agenda, because we've already dealt with it, we've approved it, and the final step of an approval of a bylaw like that is just to send it to the ministry. And then it's registered. So in theory, we've dealt with it as a board. This did come up at the last meeting. There was a question actually from Suzanne just wondering whether we had sent it in for registration. So that's part of why we put it on the agenda, just to show that yes, in fact, it had been registered. But really, there's no sort of procedural aspect that the board needs to do here. I'm just saying to you, we got it. So just might as well receive it since we put it on the agenda. But in theory, you wouldn't even have to do that.
Thank you. I have a, Suzanne, Trustee Norrie first, and then I have a comment.
Has the new consolidated been put on the website?
I haven't.
No.
No.
Can we get that done, please?
Yeah. My question, if you all have it in front of you, please, it relates to the English language and whether I'm reading it right or wrong, or it's a word that's either missing or, and here's where it stands. Number 54 says, any person who is not a member of the board, comma, contravenes any provision of this bylaw, comma, may be removed at the request of the chair. That seems pretty straightforward to me, but then it says, may be removed at the request of the chair by the corporate officer.
Right, yeah, the corporate officer, when you request the corporate officer will remove the person, or a peace officer will remove that.
Okay, that's, so that the word by does fit that, I just thought the English language. Okay, if I make the request, he takes it, okay, thank you.
So, if I could on that one, because that means me, if we didn't receive cooperation or something like that, I would come back and request to the chair that the meeting be adjourned. That would be the procedure that I would follow, and it would be up to the board to adjourn the meeting. But if we can't carry out a request to the chair, that would be the process that I would follow.
Gotcha, okay. Thank you for that clarification. Resolutions, I believe. None. New business, 2022 annual water system report. The recommendation is that the board accept the 2022 annual water system report for information and direct staff to forward to VHA, Vancouver Island Health Authority. Open that up for discussion. Trustee Cole?
I would just like to thank John for finally getting this done for
You're
us.
Here.
It's been a trial for the last few years with our people coming and going and trying to stay on top of things. Janine, once again, has kept us there and kept us open and running, and now we're finally getting some of the old jobs and stuff. So thank you very much.
Well,
here, here, John.
Colin, if
yes,
I could, I'm probably talking too much here, but I really want to comment on that. When I came back here, I want to do a tie-in with what I said on my first meeting back. I said I was going to focus on doing and completing some of these things that really I felt I dropped the ball a little bit on myself. And I've really tried to focus on getting things like those reports, finances, doing all the financial and admin, get it up to date. Whatever happens with this position, whether it be me or someone else, I want to leave it in a better stand.
Right on.
And that's what we're going to do. So thank you for that, Diane.
You're here.
Yeah.
Thank you, John. Now, did we accept that yet?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you very much. And a seconder, please. Thank you, Craig. And the recommendation, the motion is that the board accept the 2022 annual water system report for information and direct staff to forward to VIHA.
And publish on the website.
We'll just add that?
Yeah.
That's okay, John? Yeah, yeah, everyone? That's okay, yeah. Just to add that?
It's a good one.
Good call. Suzanne? Number two, the 2023 annual water system report. Well done.
Did you vote on that last one?
Did we vote? Oops. What are you laughing at, Crystal? Calling for the question, all those in favor, please raise your hands. That's carried unanimously. Thank you all. Number two is the 2023 annual water system report. And the motion that I will make that the board accept the 2023 annual water system report for information and direct staff to forward to VHA.
And publish on the website.
And publish on the website. Thank you.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Diane. And if there's no further discussion, we'll call for the question. All those in favor, please raise your hands. That's carried unanimously. Thank you very much. I wish on the website. Yes, we do. Now we will move on to question and answer period.
We probably should have had that on the agenda, don't we? Usually put questions.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a mistake.
No, it's not
a
mistake.
Oh,
we're
not doing that now?
No.
Yeah.
No. Sundance said it's not part of our bylaws, and therefore, until our bylaws are refreshed.
I don't know about that. Yes. It's really what we're doing should be on the agenda. So, hold that. I didn't much more than that. Thank you.
All right, we're open to the floor. Raise your hands if you'd like to have a question, please. Mr. Bradish, is that I pronounce it right, George?
Yes, George Bradish. I live with Dogs 9 years. First of all, great job. I'm pretty happy with what I'm seeing and hearing. So my question is, the RDM was going to do a trail once the water line or when the water line was put in between Ocean Trail and Deep Bay. Is there any update on if that's happening?
As far as I know, I don't have any information, but George, thank you. I will contact Stuart McLean this evening or tomorrow, and I will report to you. I'll phone you and let you know if Stuart has any indication.
Well, you don't need to report back to me.
I'll phone you. That's what we do. And I want you want. That's a good question because they had sort of talked about $100,000 and doing a trail,
yeah.
And it would be nice. So yeah. I will. Please.
Well, just really minor. Stuart was in a couple of weeks ago, and I asked them about that myself. And they're aware of it. They're working on it. They had a staffing change there. I guess another regional district robbed one of their employees who was the key person in doing some of that work.
She's not a staff.
And So they're aware, but we can give you an update, but it's probably not going to be much different than what I just said there. Like, we know that. And
well, you don't need to, I just need to curious okay. If it's what's going to happen, that's all.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, thank
we
you.
We certainly would like to see it for sure, so yeah. We will pursue.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, George. Next question, please. Thank you, sir.
I noticed one of our hydrants is still out of commission. Down by the townhouses, do we have a maintenance person or a repair person for our hydrants at this time?
If I could.
Through the administrator, thank you.
No, we don't. However, I reached out to a company earlier today on that, and also just with inspections in general, so not just repairs, inspections in general. And as soon as I hear back, which I'm expecting tomorrow, we'll probably be reaching out to another company, and then we'll be deciding what to do. But we're not going to hold up fixing that hydrant. Like, we might have to go to bid or put something out in terms of the inspection process for the other 57 hydrants that we have. But the one in particular that needs to be fixed, it needs to be fixed. So we're getting on it.
Sorry, one more quick question.
Please.
Where are we at with the reservoir? I don't, are we budgeting for a new reservoir? Or are we repairing this old reservoir? Or what's going on? I have no idea at this point.
Some repairs were made last fall on that expansion lip. We were just on it today. Cement looks in good shape. Randy Faust is coming back when the weather is consistently above 20 degrees to refurbish the access hatch lids. They're quite rusty, and he's going to do sealant around the conduit lines. It's nice and clean still. There's very little regrowth of moss on the roof through the winter. So that's been a year now since it's been, or more than a year since it's done. The water operators have reconfigured the operating parameters around the reservoir as far as wells 4, 5, 6, and 8. So there's more cycling of the reservoir to keep that water refreshed versus sitting up there stagnant. The tests are consistently coming back clean. As far as any other repairs, we don't have anything scheduled, other than we did have an interruption with the SCADA system when we had the snow there in January, February. So I've got to make some calls to see if maybe we need a new system, a battery in the system, or maybe our solar cells are getting old. So that's something I got that information this morning. But as far as repairs on the structure, it's just the hatches, and they're going to get repainted, and that's about it.
Are we budgeting for?
Well, money is being put away, you know, through our general revenues each year, and our target was at the 10-year mark to replace it. Now, the thing is with VHA, they're throughout the province, they're floating, you know, untreated systems are coming to an end as a general rule. We explained to them last week in a meeting with them here, there was two of them here, that if you bring that directive down on us, that we have to chlorinate 24 hours a day, being a single line reservoir, that isn't going to work. So beware that if you force this, you're putting a very big financial burden on this district. And at the time, now, I mean, we don't have the money. We'd have to borrow, which means a referendum. And so they're cognizant of our situation. We said, you know, we showed them the engineering reports in the past that said 10 to 15 years of usable service. So we want to build the right one, that's for sure, a two-line reservoir. But that's, you know, going to cost more money. But that's what will take us into the future.
With electrical.
Yeah, Trustee plus Cole? That part of that project would be running power up there.
Yeah.
And, you know, putting a fence around it so it's more secure.
Trustee Cole, would you like to comment?
Craig kind of said what I was going to say, basically, that it is in the budget. If you look at the budget, it isn't there for 10 to 15 years out. It's there, so it's a marker for us to continue to look at what we're going to be doing.
Okay.
So it'll be a discussion.
I'll talk to you later. I don't have my hearing aids in. Sorry. I can't hear you now. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm looking at the water operators report, and obviously this is just from the question of energy big, blah, blah, blah. Addressed the issue in well four, but it never says what the issue in well four is. Do you happen to know?
Thank you, Trustee Kirstens.
Well four was not engaging automatically via the level transmitter from the SCADA system. So he got a hold of White Pacific Automation and they got it sorted out. So now at certain level percentages, the wells start and stop at different levels in the reservoir. So now that reservoir, or that well four, is being used daily versus very infrequently. Then it required a fair bit of flushing to clear the water before you could put it online. So in a discussion with the two water operators several months ago was, let's get that well into the loop so then it runs every day. And as you can see by his water report, it doesn't run as much as the other wells. It's not as a big a producer, but he does have it running every day.
Okay. Just another question, just looking at the 2022 and 2023 reports, grossly really not in detail, but I'm looking at the consumption, and it does look like the consumption of our water that's in the whole system is dropping, which is good, because except for the fact that that's where money comes from. So I'm wondering if you have a game plan. If people really are going to conserve, which is great, what does the district do about the lower dropping income?
So, Colin, if please. A good guy.
John.
Great question. I was so hoping someone would ask me a question like that, actually. And I talked to Janine about that, too. Because the cost of providing water does not vary much in terms of whether the consumption is even 50% higher or lower. Most of the cost is the fixed cost. So if there's less consumption used, then we have less revenue, but yet we have the same costs. So it would be a problem. I haven't been bought back long enough to know whether we have a problem. I am back long enough to know we don't have a big problem right now. But if it were to continue, yeah, you have to look at increasing the rate to generate approximately the same amount of revenue because our costs are fixed. What the good part, though, of using less consumption, and we incorporated in this report, these reports, and 2024s as well, that will be presented at the annual general meeting. We've shown the observation well 301 that shows our aquifer level. So if we're using less consumption and other users who are accessing water through the same reservoir, then in theory it wouldn't be lowering. So that's a good thing. That's when the cost would go crazy if we can't get water. So using less is good in terms of the reservoir, because our reservoir in general is down kind of on average almost a meter from what it was, say, 10 years ago. But it varies.
Aquifer.
That it varies from year. It varies from year to year, but generally we're probably down a meter. Like I think it's at, whatever, say 9 meters from ground level right now, and say 10 years ago the average was more 8 meters, like it was higher up, so less from the ground. So that would be also the other concern that we have, is that aquifer level. But even that, if you go back like 20, 25 years, we've had a lot worse years than what's here. But the aquifer is sort of a scary thought. I think the RDN sent a brochure out to all residents recently that talked about the aquifer. So that's something else that we, I'm kind of going off your question, but that's another thing that we have to keep track on the water, what's concerning. But the rate, that'll be reflected in the next budget discussions.
Okay, and just to follow up to that, I wonder if the decrease in rate is at all tied to the increase in rates. You know, people, some people were a little shocked by the increase in rates, so people might be conserving. You know, so we're reaching a tipping point, if you, you know what I mean, the rates are here and people are using less, so that, just a thought that I had, I thought, okay, here we go, it's a, you know, it's a scale. Sure.
Trustee Kirsten, please.
I would think, you know, if people are conserving, that's great. Mm-hmm. If they're conserving because of cost, I mean, they can only cut back so much. There is a base load mm-hmm. per person in a house. So, you know, they may be able to shave off 10% or something like that, but it's not going to be huge.
Yeah, but I think what I'm thinking is the wrong response would be to increase rates, because then you're going to be conserving even more, if that's why there's a conservation thing going on. It's just a thought.
Crystal, trustee.
Yes, yeah, so I should be looking into our aquifer, because of course 1,000 uses the aquifer. The aquifer that we have actually goes almost all the way to Qualicum Bay. So 1,000 on the aquifer. They use our observation well for their observation. I talked to somebody in the government to see if they could put an observation well at the Bowser reservoirs. There are some wells that were drilled there when they had the seed farm up at Beaufort Acres. I see the wells are there, but they belong to the provincial government. The fellow I talked to said, no money, no funding, they're not doing anything. Because it's critical to find to know what's going on with the water users. We also have the shellfish plants on our aquifer. There's no record of what kind of water they're using. We had a discussion with DHOM. They said you have to go to Front County, BC to try and find out some information, but the stuff I looked up, there was no information about the water usage. But just be something aware of that. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of looking at the aquifer to see what the other impacts are in the area.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, Trustee Cole.
So, John, just to beat this to death, one of the issues that municipalities and regional districts have been facing is exactly what you said. So there's been a movement to go to a more significant parcel tax for water, or minimum charge because of that, because users are using so much less water, but yet it doesn't materially affect the cost to the regional district or local government. And if it gets to that, we'll have to look at that here too. So it's a really good point. I hope you raise that again, because it's good to get that message out there, how it works.
Any further questions, please? Seeing none, I think we'll call to or for adjournment.
To the closed session.
To the closed session, if there is one.
No, that was if necessary.
Oh, if necessary.
If necessary.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Seconder. Trustee Kirsten, you're pretty quick on that. Thank you.
If I wasn't so talkative, we would have been 10 minutes earlier.
No, that's good. All in favor of adjournment, I'm sorry. Madam, thank you for getting.